Elusive Wilson. Wilson the Wombat was mysterious. It was never easy to find his exact location.
Wilson is by the riverside, south of the forest,
the squirrel said.
Impossible. He is on the grassland up north.
The sparrow disagreed.
I saw him just a moment ago.
I haven't seen him coming out from his burrow for quite a long time. Calvin the koala, who lived on the treehouse, said. So, he should be at home, he concluded.
I don't think so,
Wendy the wallaby explained.
I had knocked on his door, and no one answered.
This situation sometimes confused the animals, but they got used to it. It was an unusual morning in the forest. The wind was strong, yet it was hot. There was a strange smell in the air, too.
Oh, no!
Calvin widened his eyes, crying out high from the tree.
A bushfire has broken out!
The animals rushed to escape. The fire spread very rapidly, and soon they had been surrounded.
What should we do? Wendy asked.
Just then, the door of Wilson's burrow opened. Seeing the burning trees and the heavy smoke, Wilson quickly knew what was happening.
Come down to my burrow,
he shouted.
Be quick!
It was cool inside the burrow. There were a lot of rooms and tunnels, larger than Wendy and Calvin could ever imagine.
How many rooms are there?
Following behind Wilson, Wendy wondered.
I have never counted them, but there are 28 entrances leading off in all directions,
Wilson replied.
By the way, I seldom use the entrance near Calvin's treehouse lately.
Wow, that is why you can be elusive.
Calvin was amazed. Won't you get lost in this complex network of tunnels? He went on.
Of course not, Wilson chuckled. I built it.
With his help, the animals finally escaped.